From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that a new FBI director could possibly be named in the next week. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One flying to Lynchburg, Virginia, that the selection could come before he leaves for Saudi Arabia.
We can make a fast decision.
Before Saudi? Before
these are outstanding people that are very well known, highest level, so we could make a fast decision.
The president's remarks came 4 days after his controversial firing of former FBI Director James Comey. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputy Rod Rosenstein are scheduled to interview at least 5 candidates in Washington Saturday. Alice Fisher was a high-ranking Justice Department official in George W. Bush's administration. Other interviews were expected with Adam Lee, the special agent in charge of the FBI's Richmond, Virginia office, as well as acting FBI Director Andrew Cabe, New York Court of Appeals Associate Judge Michael Garcia, and Senator John Cornyn are also on the list. President Trump told graduates at Liberty University Saturday that they should follow their dreams and not be swayed by the criticism or opinions of others. In his first commencement address since becoming president, Trump urged more than 18,000 graduates to fight for what they believe in and to challenge entrenched interests and failed power structures.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world. Its president, Jerry Falwell Jr., was an early supporter of Donald Trump. This is VOA News. A global ransomware cyber attack that hit nearly 100 countries appears to be abating, with Britain's Home Secretary saying her country's National Health Service is nearly back to normal. Amber Rood said Saturday that patient care was impacted, but that most of the service has been restored.
20% of NHS trusts have been impacted. Of the 48 that were impacted, most of them are back to normal course of business. So only 6 of them have some limits on their business.
The worldwide extortion effort hit Friday and affected not only Britain, but also Russia, China, the United States, Spain, Germany, Portugal, Brazil, and other countries. The attack held worldwide hospitals, industries, and other entities hostage by freezing computers, encrypting data, and demanding money through online Bitcoin payments. It is believed to be the largest online extortion attack ever recorded. Israeli police say an officer shot dead a Jordanian attacker who stabbed him in the Old City of Jerusalem Saturday. A police spokesman, Mickey Rosenfeld, said the attacker pulled a knife and stabbed the officer, moderately wounding him, and the officer then shot and killed his attacker.
The investigation is continuing into the stabbing attack that took place. Heightened security is continuing. What we can confirm is the terrorist was a 57-year-old man from Jordan who carried out the terrorist attack, and heightened security is continuing in the area of Jerusalem in order to prevent any further terrorist attacks.
The incident marked a rare instance of a foreign national involved in the spate of attacks targeting Israel over the past 2 years. Since 2015, Palestinian attackers have killed 42 Israelis, 2 visiting Americans, and a British student. During the same time, Israeli forces have killed 245 Palestinians. Unidentified gunmen have killed at least 10 construction workers and wounded several others Saturday in southwestern Pakistan. Police said the victims were building a road in the port city of Gwadar when assailants on motorbikes fired at them and fled the scene. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Funeral services were held Saturday for a Romanian tourist thrown into the Thames when an extremist plowed into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge in March. 31-year-old Andreea Cristea was knocked into the river when Khalid Massoud drove a rented SUV into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge on March 22nd. She died 2 weeks later. 4 other people, including a policeman, were killed in the attack. Police believe Massoud had acted alone. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.